Welcome. This is Neil Grant, author of the book Words of Wisdom from a Christian Mentor, practical, real life, and holistic advice for the graduate transitioning into adulthood. The book is now on sale on my website, newgradadvice.com. Also, it's finally made its way to Amazon, and both the ebook and paperback book are for sale there as well. My last podcast discussed the principles of leadership and provided insight on qualities of a good leader and the implementation of your vision to your team. Today's podcast discusses an important aspect of being a good leader, and that is the implementation of good time management principles. This applies to both your personal and your business life, as being a poor time manager will severely affect your ability to be a good manager and leader. It's important to learn these principles early in your career so you can benefit from these great habits for years to come. Time is your most important asset, depending on how you use it. Do you manage your time, or do other people, events, and issues manage it? It's critical that you establish your priorities, which are in line with your personal goals, and allow you to be the manager of your time. It's also very important to become a good time manager, for which many people do not even have a clue in how to do this. If you think your time is stretched and precious now at your young age, wait 10 years or so when you are advanced in your career, have a long commute, are married, have a house full of children, and you still want some downtime of your own. This is what's called a good balancing act. To prepare for these times, you need to understand how to set priorities and establish a plan so that you can manage your time in an efficient manner. Without actively adopting good time management practices, efficiently managing your time has probably become a problematic aspect of your life, and in most cases, you're making a flailing attempt at best. So in order to be ready to take on all of these responsibilities while trying to make things happen, you should start looking to be a better time manager now. This podcast will give you some advice on how to be a good time manager and some ideas to think about in your life today. You will probably not survive or advance in the corporate world without having a good set of time management skills. And as noted above, you will need to start implementing them now. That said, it's absolutely amazing how many people in management are unorganized and are terrible time managers. They're easy to spot, and you may wonder how they ever got promoted to levels of higher authority. Please note, your personal life will also suffer if you do not learn to use your time wisely. So, learn to plan ahead and get organized. What are some of the key issues? Number one, and this is a very important one, you need to discern what is urgent and what is important. Something that is urgent has an immediate deadline. When your boss gives you a task that he or she feels is important and needs to be done by the close of business today, that's urgent. Important tasks, on the other hand, need not have a deadline looming, but are important because of the impact that they have on a person's business or personal life. For example, it's important to change the oil in your car, but it's not needed for another 1,000 miles. Therefore, it's important, but not urgent. There are four combinations of these two items. Something that's urgent and important. These need your immediate attention. Some things are not urgent, but important. As I said, like changing the oil in your car. You need to schedule these to get these done. Some are urgent, but not important. So you can go ahead and delegate these or have somebody else help you with these. And here's an important one. Some things are not urgent and they're not important. And you need to just ignore these. There's a table I have in my book called the Eisenhower Table. And please note that it's easier to understand this and the four combinations, which may be simply lost by listening. But I'm going to go ahead and do my best to explain it. So let's take a look at these four items, urgent and important. What's the action? Take immediate action. This is now your most important and critical task that deserves your undivided attention to complete. You may need to shut your office door or find a hiding place in a cubicle and devote your full attention to completing this. For you young people, that means not paying attention to your phone, emails, or other interruptions until this task is done with excellence, no careless typos in your writing when you issue it. The second one, not urgent, but important. Again, like changing your oil. You need to schedule it. That's the action. These could be long-term goals or either items that do not need to be done today, but they still need to get done. However, you need to know when you want to get this done and put it in your calendar or your to-do list. Urgent, but not important. These are the things that you delegate or have somebody help you with. This is one of those tasks that you do not need to do yourself. And if you have a support staff, you should get them to do it. Or if you have coworkers, maybe they can help you with it. Or at home, other people in the family can help you with it. I know, you can do it a lot better and faster, so why not do it yourself? While that may work on a single item, it's a surefire way to get inundated with multiple similar tasks that others can learn to do. Finally, something that's not urgent and not important. What do? Delete it. Now, here is the challenge. There's something that you think should get done, and you may try to do it in your spare time, or worse, in your regular day. You will soon find that you don't really have any spare time as you progress in your career. So there's no need to try to be a hero and get it all done, as it will undoubtedly come at the expense of getting something more important or more urgent done. After you have evaluated it, delete it from your already cluttered to-do list. So the first item was to discern whether it's important, urgent, or neither of these. The second is delegation. This is the first big task for a new manager who has a support staff in getting someone else to complete a task. As easy as it sounds to do, this is the number one problem in my mind of poor managers. They simply don't know how or don't want to delegate and will try forever to do it themselves. The sooner you learn to delegate, the better. To delegate, call the selected person into your office and explain what needs to be done and when it must be done. There's no need to apologize for burdening somebody with this task. They're paid to support you, as just as you are paid to support your boss to make him or her look good. Make sure they understand what needs to be done and if they have any questions to come and ask you about it so that they don't linger, not knowing what to do next. 3, following up on assigned task. Here's the scenario. Your boss gave you a task and you delegated it and expected that person to simply get it done. Later, your boss comes to you and asks, well, how's that task coming? And due to your busyness, you have not checked on to see how it's going. Sorry, I'll get back to you on that. You finally go and check on the status of work only to hear from this person, well, I've been busy. I haven't gotten to it yet. You know, after a few terse words, you reinforce the need to get it done and confirm a new schedule. Now you go back to your boss and tell him or her that the new schedule for the work to be completed. So who do you think will take the hit in your boss's mind? You guessed it, you. This could have all been averted by putting the task of following up in your to-do list and making sure it gets done on time. I can't tell you the number of times in my early years as a manager that I simply expected my delegated work would get done as I had instructed. Wrong. Delegation needs your personal discipline to follow up on things to ensure their proper and timely completion. Get into the habit of doing this as soon as possible. Number 4, your personal planner. I know I am dating myself, but I always carried around a business day timer with me wherever I went anywhere. This was essential in keeping track of the daily planned activities like meetings, a place for taking notes, and a place for a to-do list, along with a place to keep names and phone numbers. This is probably outmoded today with all the software out there, but no matter how you wish to do this, you need to be organized. If you don't want to use a day timer, at least use a spiral notebook or take notes and make a to-do list. Whatever you do, don't use miscellaneous pieces of paper, which will get thrown away in time and not be available to be referenced. You can do your hour-by-hour scheduling of meetings and events on your phone or PC, but it needs to get done somewhere. Here are a few ideas to keep track of. 1. Time allocations. Whenever you have a scheduled meeting, you should note the future time and location so you can remember to be there and be on time. 2. It's also critical to allocate me time so that you can have a time slot set aside for you to do your personal planning or your own work. Schedule this and don't impinge on this. This is a vital part of managing your own time. 3. Notes. You will be amazed at the number of times that you will have to refer back to notes from a meeting or a phone call where you've forgotten what was said, or others had a different memory of what was said and agreed, or you have to take an action item to accomplish as a result of the meeting. I always put a big asterisk next to each action item and either carried it forward on my to-do list or simply crossed it off when it was completed. Finally, 4, a to-do list. Each morning, I would look at my list to see what was urgent and make sure that I put my efforts into getting it done. Once completed, it was crossed off. At the end of the week, I redid my list so that on Monday, I had a clear view of what was needed to be done that day or that week. And I would prioritize them by putting an A, B, or C next to each of the items so that it was clearly visible which ones had to be addressed first. 5, get organized. Being unorganized is one of the biggest origins of poor time management, and you may not even recognize it. Think about how much time each day you spend looking for something, which you know you have, but you just don't know exactly where you put it. My desk would very often become just a trash heap, and I would spend a minute here and there looking for something. So periodically, I'd shut the door and gather it all in one pile and sort through it, and either file it away, trash it, or put new remaining important materials in separate neat piles so they could be readily found and actioned when needed. I audited a major project which was having problems staying on schedule, and I interviewed the project planner and scheduler. His desk was in total disarray, and he couldn't even manage his own desk. It made me wonder, how could he manage a $100 million project? As expected, he was a major part of the problem. 6, get focused. If you are addressing a critical project or task, it's important that you give it your absolute undivided attention. Forget multitasking here, as to me, it enables you to do many tasks equally poorly at the same time. Find a mechanism to be able to shut out all distractions so that you can give it its due attention. 7, gather the facts and make a decision. Procrastination can be a killer for you and thwart any effort to be an efficient time manager. As stated earlier, gather the pertinent facts and then decide what needs to be done and do it or delegate it. It's far better to take this action than taking no action at all. Analysis paralysis is the art of taking way too much time to analyze a situation before arduously making a decision. Avoid this whenever possible and just get after it. 8, long-term goals. I'm sure you get the picture by now that your corporate or your personal life will get more hectic than it now exists. And you need to be able to manage your time efficiently to accommodate all of these new pressures on your life and your time. Your day will be filled with stuff that needs to get done. But the way things presently exist, is this the way you want it to be for the next few years? If you are a good manager, you are always on the lookout on how to improve the way things get done now. So when are you going to make these changes required to improve this long-term situation? Any change will not come on its own or without some serious thought put into it. The question is, when are you going to be able to put serious thought into it with your already busy schedule? This is where your own personal time allocation comes into play. This time is when you focus on where you want to be a year from now, or so on. What needs to change? What staff is required to implement this? How can this change get funded? How will things in the new system get done? And what will the product look like if different from now? It's called planning. It's often said that if you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. This part of your job is not easy, as it takes thought, innovation, and an entrepreneurial spirit of thinking outside the box to see the future and how to get there. That said, the rewards will be enormous. Maybe your boss will even forget that you couldn't get his work done on time. Management is always looking for ways to be more efficient and reduce costs, all the while producing an excellent product. And here you are with the solution without even being pressed to even think about it. Kudos to you. Number 9, life balance. All this talk has been given to help you become a better manager and employee. But what about your family, personal health, and spiritual life? Where do they fit in? And how can you keep their value in perspective? It's not easy, but it is essential. When my wife got cancer and was undergoing very arduous chemo treatments 1 week every month, there was a great need to help her and continue to nurture our 12-year-old son. It was simply impossible to leave the office at night and then go to the gym for a couple hours to work out to stay in shape. So something had to give, or an innovative solution had to arise. I decided that the only way to balance these two needs was to do a 45-minute workout during my lunch period, eating something before and after my workout while still getting my office work done. Voila! While this is a simple example of how to keep a balance, you need to make an active effort to keep your perspective on what is important in your life and balance them as best as possible. Along your way, you will meet many, many people who do not have a life outside the office. Their work is their life. They live to work and not work to live. Take a look around at all the 65-year-old people in the office who are afraid to retire as they don't know what to do with themselves because they never had developed outside interests to keep their life in balance. So what's the takeaway message? Time is precious. Use it wisely. Start using time management principles immediately. Secondly, examine how you spend your time now and evaluate how efficiently you're using it. Third, are you doing non-urgent and non-important things which don't help you achieve your short-term goals? If so, stop doing them and focus on the urgent and important items. And fourth, get organized now with your phone, your PC, email, your paper files, and your life in general. There are some documents which are critical and need to be properly saved. Do you know where your car title is? Where have you hidden away your W-2s, which you will need when you file your tax return? Where are your car insurance papers? I have a well-organized filing system, as you'd expect, so I know where everything is and where it is to be saved, including a file called Important Certificates. Well, that's it for now. I hope this podcast has been informative and useful as you grow in your business life. Just think about these things and try to evaluate how inefficiently you may be with your life as it presently exists, and take a few minutes to become a better time manager. My next podcast will provide tips on making a presentation, one of the most traumatic things for many people to do and do well. Please feel free to visit my website, newgradadvice.com, to learn more about my book and services I offer to anyone interested in having some mentoring advice in any area desired. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Bye.